And we're back, 34 minutes past 1 o'clock. It is today's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman on this Thursday. Welcome now to our Food and Dining Thursday with chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gastenheimer. Well, it's August the 24th, so it'll be back to school any day now. And Bonnie, I bet you were the kind of student who loved going back to school, as opposed to me, who detested the thought. I bet you were the teacher's pet, and you got straight A's and all that.
Wouldn't you talk to my
parents? I can just see it. Yeah, I can see it.
Well, yes, August 24th, it's Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. They're going back to school. Yes,
well, the 26th, but today's the 24th.
No, today's the 20th.
Today's the 20th.
And they go to school on the 24th.
A fountain of misinformation here.
We can see how well you did at school.
Right.
Yes, yes. That's why he dreaded that first day.
Exactly. Well, you know, it is hard to believe that school starts next week. The summer's gone by. So what's on the school menus this year? What's going on in our schools? Our guests have some news for us. Penny Parham is the Director of Food and Nutrition for the Miami-Dade County Schools. Welcome, Penny.
Hi, thank you. Welcome to you, too.
Nice to have you here, as usual. You're here every year with us. And Mary Mulder is Director of Food and Nutrition Services for the Broward Schools. Welcome, Mary Mulder.
Thank you, Linda. It's great to be back here for a fourth year.
Is it that,
that
time
long?
List? Well, it's great having you both here. And we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions, comments, or suggestions? Now's your time to talk about school lunches. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And email is radio@WLRN.org.
And of course, we don't want to forget our favorite wine guy is with us. Fred Tasker, he's joining us by Skype, and he gives the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column that you can read in the Miami Herald. And you can also read Fred's wine column. It's on Saturdays in the Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, you're talking about cafeteria food, so I think I'll talk about cafeteria wine.
I don't think
no,
so.
Just kidding, just kidding.
The two of them here.
About wine that the adults can be tasting after the kids are shuffled out the door to school.
Okay.
Yeah,
two people here who turned white when you said that, Fred.
I bet they get some pretty good stuff, but we won't go into that.
Okay, fine. Well, let's start with Penny Parham, Miami-Dade County Schools. What's new this year?
Well, thanks, Linda. We have a lot of new things, and we're really excited about all our students coming back on Monday. And we have some new menu items that I brought some samples in, but we also have a new tray that we're calling it a new plate, that we're going to be serving our meals on. We are moving into a fiber, paper-based, compostable plate that is away from styrofoam.
I'm holding it up here, so this is not television, but I'm holding it up anyway. And it's compartmentalized. It's not polystyrofoam or anything like that.
And is it made from recycled paper?
It's made from, I think it's post-consumer, all paper. It's made in America. And the reason that we've worked very hard to try to find one that's affordable, and this is so that we can start moving away from using the styrofoam that has been consistently less expensive and used in many programs because of its very low
cost.
It's
sort of like the fan beard tray at the stadium.
Well, you know what?
The same material.
Right, or like if you've been to Chipotle, they have the bowl that they serve everything in. It's that fiber material. And we're going to be serving this. And we have all of our programs falling under a new brand that we've established called Lean and Green. So some new vegetarian choices, some new smoothies, new breakfast items, and our tray pilot where we're branding everything under Lean and Green, providing education on sustainability and eating more healthy.
But we have the tray
on
here. And it's fabulous. It's filled with all these wonderful foods. I've taken a photograph of it. It'll be on my Facebook page. And by the way, we've just had a video taken of the plate. So that's probably going to be on the WLRN page. And you'll be able to see it. Mary, tell us what's going on, Mary Mulder in Broward.
Great. Well, thank you so much again, Linda, for having me this year. Our most exciting initiative this year is something that we began piloting last spring, which is the Universal Free Breakfast. We're one of the larger districts that is moving towards this trend. And it's a program in which every child is offered the opportunity to have a complimentary breakfast free of charge every day of the school year, regardless of eligibility.
Every child. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Every child.
And what is the breakfast?
The breakfast consists of either cereal, it could be scrambled eggs, it could be a piggle stick, which is a sausage rolled in a biscuit. It could be a yogurt parfait with fruit, yogurt, and granola. Then we also have our fresh fruit component, which could be honeydew, melon, the cantaloupe.
And all this is available before
all available
school.
Available before school starts.
What time do they have to get there? I'm coming.
And all oh, great. We'd love to see you. We'd love to see you. See what we're doing. It all depends on the school. Parents need to contact their school for the actual time that breakfast starts. It's normally a half hour before the actual school day begins. And we began this pilot last year. We saw a 10% increase in breakfast participation in that 2.5 month period. So we saw that it was something that was very receptive for the school community, receptive for the students. Our faculties, our administrations were wonderful, very flexible, very receptive with our cafeteria food and nutrition services managers.
So the parent could drop their child off early
exactly.
and leave them there and go off to work.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, now, just want to say that, Penny, you have a special something going on with your breakfast program. You have a similar breakfast program.
Right. Well, Miami-Dade's had the Universal Breakfast Program, which really stands for Breakfast Free to All Students in All Schools. We've had it since 2003. We've had it for some time. So that's really great, Mary. And I know that this is something that has to be, worked through, and you really have to promote it. And one of the things that we're excited about, too, is on the first day of school this year, starting August 24th, for the 10 weeks through the week of November 2nd, students who eat a school breakfast every day of the week in their school in Miami-Dade County are going to be eligible to be randomly selected for a $50 Amazon gift card. We are going to have 30 student winners each one of those 10 weeks.
Wow.
So, in other words, all you have to do is eat breakfast.
You have to eat school breakfast. You have to eat school. Thank you, Bonnie. You have to eat school breakfast each day of that week for your student ID number to be placed into the random selection.
Well, and both Mary Mulder and Penny Parham, you told me that this whole school program is paid for by the federal government. Is that right?
Correct. It's a federal reimbursement for the number of meals served. You are correct.
What is what department?
United States Department of Agriculture. USDA.
So, I mean, that is really fantastic that that's happening.
Right, and it's so important because a child who is not has not had proper nutrition can't focus.
Exactly.
They won't learn. They can't reach their achievement level. And we really strive as a support services department to ensure that the students have what they need to learn.
Now, I also understand that you've both been working with your cafeteria staff to be more aware of healthier foods. What's happening there? Mary, you have somebody come up this year?
Exactly. This past summer, we had someone come from FLDOA, which is the Florida Department of Ag, and they were training our high school managers, our high school cooks and assistant cooks, on roasting vegetables and taking what the USDA promotions are on fresh fruits and vegetables and actually tying it into our menu. So our students this year coming back will see roasted vegetables on the menu, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, items, a yellow squash, zucchini, items that they may have seen on the menu before, but not roasted.
Mm. And you know that the Florida Department of Agriculture is a great supporter of our programs. They do provide training opportunities. We do a summer training institute in Miami, and this summer we trained over 1,600 of our part-time and full-time food service personnel, and they were trained on the lean and green. They were trained on healthy preparations, also customer service and quality control. So it's great. And I think Mary and I both could say that our Florida Department of Agriculture is a great supporter of having training opportunities that they provide to the districts.
Well, I want to say I'm sitting here with this big, beautiful tray of food, and I want to tell people what's on this tray. Well, first of all, there's what is this, lasagna?
Yeah, I told Linda, this is a substantial full tray because it's samples of many different new things. We have a new vegetarian lasagna item that is part of our entrees, and that's an example of it.
And I'm going to hold this up for the video that's being filmed.
Well, what I put on the tray was a lot of grapes, but that's a larger portion of grapes than would be one serving. But fresh fruit, that is a vegetarian wrap. That is and one of our lean and green items. We've been serving vegetarian choices for many, many years. But with the lean and green branding, we're going to be able to make it much more visible to the students. It's going to be visible on the menu if you look it up on the webpage. And it's also provided an umbrella branding to connect to our sustainability education.
And there's a guavalito here.
I have to talk about the guavalito.
It was delicious. So anyway, now the other program that you were both telling me about before we went on air was the supper program. I didn't know that you could have supper at school.
Yes, the after-school supper program, another program under the Department of Ag and actually administered through the Florida Department of Agriculture, allows students to have dinner with us, have an after-school supper, if they're enrolled in an aftercare program in a school that is 50% or more free and reduced with the enrichment activities. And Broward this year has, again, increased the amount of programs that we have. We've gone from 51 to 64 programs. They are all programs that serve hot entrees. We'll have meatloaf, we'll have lasagna, we'll have baked chicken, and then the fruits, vegetables, and milk. And we're so excited about it. We have a wonderful collaborative effort with our after-school programs and with our department program that administers.
That's great.
We do the supper program as well, but we've branded it called Snack Plus, and we do it more as a self-contained meal at the end of the after-school day.
Okay, well, that's very, very interesting. There are so many more things we want to talk about, but we're going to take a short break here. My guests are Penny Parham, and she's from the Miami-Dade County Schools, and Mary Mulder from Broward Schools. We're talking about back-to-school food. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking with Penny Parham. She's the Director of Food and Nutrition for the Miami-Dade County Schools, and Mary Mulder. She's the Director of Food and Nutrition Services for Broward Schools. And we've been talking about school lunches and breakfasts and suppers. A lot of fun things going on in school these days with the food systems there. But now it's dinner in minutes time, and here's one that's perfect for busy back-to-school evenings or really for any time. And it's a smoked turkey and cheese panini with an Italian arugula salad. And you can make it in minutes, and you don't need a special panini press. All you need to do is put it in a skillet and press it hard with a lid, and then flip it over and press the other side, and it comes out fine. Now, I use ciabatta bread, and it's Italian bread that's shaped like a slipper. Ciabatta is the Italian word for slipper. But you can use anything, a large baguette, a Subway, or focaccia. You cut the bread in half. You drizzle the bottom half with a little olive oil. I have some sliced smoked turkey I put on the bottom half. I put some roasted red peppers that you can buy in a jar. And I sprinkle some goat cheese over that. And also some basil leaves. So you cover it the top half. Spray a skillet and cook it 3 minutes. Turn it and cook 3 minutes. Sounds really good. Simple. The side dish, and Penny's saying, oh boy, that sounds good.
That's so good.
And for the side salad, you buy some Italian style washed and ready to eat salad, a little arugula, an olive oil dressing, and you're done. It's dinner in minutes, and you can see the full recipe and a photo. It's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, we're not drinking in the school cafeterias, but what are we drinking?
Well, it's the hottest time of the year in South Florida. I look at the temperature down there and feel some pity for you folks. So how about we sit out in the patio this weekend and have some nice, powerful red wine? No?
No.
Fred.
Well, maybe not.
Don't worry, Fred. We'll get you when it's wintertime, okay? And it's snowing and storming up there.
Well, we still got to have our backyard barbecue, right? So here's the solution, sangria. It can be light, tasty, and low calorie and low alcohol, and it gives us, even wine snobs, an excuse to put ice cubes in their wine, which is a pretty good thing this time of year. Now, sangria was developed in temperature zones just like this in the Valencia region of Spain between Madrid and the Mediterranean. I drove that one time in a convertible and got the worst sunburn of my life.
Okay.
In the
was
old
that
days,
the wine or the sangria or the sun?
Well, that was the sun, but it's certainly around in South Florida.
Yep.
In the old days, the red wines of the Valencia region were pretty heavy and alcoholic and tannic, and the last thing you'd want to drink in the heat. So they looked around and decided to pick a few tasty Valencia oranges and maybe some lemons, and added some sugar, and sangria was invented. And of course, these days they would add soda water and pour it into a pitcher full of ice. Now, contrary to what you might hear, there's no such thing as an original or authentic sangria. So this is a democratic drink to be made any old way you like it. And every Spanish family swears its own recipe is the best, and I swear mine is.
Okay, so if what's you yours?
Add, if you add lots of fruit and soda water, you have a low-calorie spritzer. If you use white wine, you have sangria blanca or white sangria. If you add sparkling wine, you have sparkling sangria. Or on the other hand, you can add some brandy and you have a potent portable. Now these days, people actually go crazy. They add gin, vodka, triple sec, rum. They use mint, cloves, cinnamon sticks. They drop in chunks of peaches, pitted cherries, pears, apples, strawberries, even simmered down cranberries. The sky's the limit. Oh, and don't use expensive wine in sangria. With all the adulteration it gets, all of the extra ingredients, you'll never perceive any subtle complexities that might be lurking in the wine. So sip sangria and stay cool, my friends.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Bonnie, did you have an email?
Yes. Laura says, so happy we're trying to use items that decompose. That's wonderful news. Goes on to say they have a great program in Broward where vegetables and fruits are seasonal. They'll carry them around and pass them out like cranberries or kiwi, and some of the fruits are things that a lot of the children in school would never have an opportunity to try or learn about. Also says, great job with that baked chicken.
Oh, great. If I can just comment on, sure, on the tastings, I think the caller, the emailer, is referring to our tasting program, something that we implemented in all of our elementary schools. And once a month, we have a tasting program that we have a fruit or vegetable that's highlighted, and every student has an opportunity in the cafeteria to try it, to taste, to feel, to smell it.
Yeah.
And then we provide the nutritional education for the teachers through their email conferences. And it could be something like a crossword puzzle, some type of journal entry, a history on the product, so that the student is not only seeing the product in the cafeteria and tasting it, but it carries into the actual education part of the school day and is embedded in learning.
Oh, is that the fresh fruit and vegetable grant, Mary, or is that in addition to those programs?
That's actually in addition to those programs. Great. We still have something called the fresh fruit vegetable grant that I think you schools have all that also.
And it's more organized with that, but I love to hear that. That's a great idea to have it in all the cafeterias for the kids to taste. That's good.
Right. And what is this grant that you're talking about?
Well, the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Grant is something that I know Broward has them. We have 33 schools on it, and we receive a grant fund through an application process, and schools have three times a week to the classroom. They receive a fruit or a vegetable, and it's something much different perhaps than what would be served in the cafeteria. So it's something where they can be exposed to other items like a dragon fruit or a passion fruit, or and that is in the schools where they have the grant. But I love the idea of having it everywhere where kids can just taste anything and then have it part of a lesson.
And actually last year what happened is when we had our mini peppers on, we had such a positive response from the elementary school community that we actually put those on the menu. And that serving is item on the menu. So the more exposure that we can provide the students at a young age, the better it works out for them.
Now, are you bringing in fruits and vegetables from local farmers?
Yes.
How is that working?
Absolutely. Well, we definitely, and we've had farm-to-school connections for some time, and part of our Lean and Green branding is to highlight those even more so. We have, in fact, the first week of school in Miami, we're going to have our fresh corn. It comes straight out of, there's a Hatton Farms, not too far from here, and they pick the corn, and we're serving it 3 days later. In fact, the farmer himself was at our opening of school meeting preparing the corn for all the staff to see, so that's one example.
Right. And we're doing the same thing in Broward. We use the green beans, the farm to school green beans, fresh farm corn on the cob, the cobettes. So we're doing the same thing.
And I was talking about earlier about the food, that we've got this big tray full of food here, and Bonnie is eyeing this vegetarian wrap. She's going to come and get it.
I can't believe you divulge everything. I can't tell you anything anymore, Linda.
Well, you didn't have to tell me. Your eyes were on this. But I'm also looking at this something called Naked. Naked Juice? What is this at school?
Oh, those are great.
Well, Naked Juice is a brand. And in Miami-Dade, we're bringing in a smaller size. That's a 10-ounce bottle versus sometimes you'll see them, mostly they're 12 or 16 ounces.
Right.
And we are bringing it in as a branded smoothie, and that's basically what it is, under our Lean and Green, and it's going to be a part of the meal with the vegetarian wrap. We're doing this at our high schools and especially in our reimbursable vending machines where the cold meals are, and we have 57 of those machines in our high schools, and that combination of the Naked Juice smoothie and the vegetarian wrap is going to be a vegetarian choice for lunch out of our reimbursable meal machines.
It's interesting that you're having an emphasis on vegetarian this year. Yeah. Are there that many students who are interested in that kind of food?
Well, we've always offered it, but we haven't marketed it. And I think that it's just, one thing I always like to say is I don't want to promote Chipotle so much, but I do have teenagers, and they love it. And you know what? I like going with them because if I want to choose the whole family, someone might choose beef on their or with lots of vegetables. Within the selections, you can have a vegetarian lunch, or you could have one with meat or chicken. And that's how we want to make sure that our cafeterias are offering the variety.
And I see you have yogurt here, and it just looked like this wonderful tray of food. We might just abscond with it.
Where's the veggie wrap?
Yeah. Okay.
Can I mention the guavalito?
Yeah, just quickly, because we only have a couple of minutes.
We'll be introducing that for Hispanic Heritage Month starting the week of September 15th. Made in Miami. We were looking for that Miami taste, and we're super excited because it has no trans fats, low sugar, and it's going to be part of our breakfast menu.
And the guava, and it's delicious because I already tasted it. Well, it's been really a tasty week. Penny Parham, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And Mary Mulder, thank you.
Right, thank you for having
Penny
me.
Penny from Miami-Dade, Mary from Broward Schools, and I know you've been very, very busy this week with school opening next week, so good luck for the school year.
Thank you.
Okay, and Joe and Bonnie, great to be with you.
Thank you.
And Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Well, next week we're going to be talking about food forests in the schools. Food forests. I'm Linda Gastenheimer. Join me then.